This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Dean Beck with you on The Informer tonight. Great to be with you. Tonight we're going to celebrate 12 months of our own Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality. It's been 12 months and she's done a lot of work. Rowena Allen will join us live in the studio here on The Informer. It's hard to believe that 12 months has been and gone with Victoria's Gender and Sexuality Commissioner, Rowena Allen, who has achieved tremendous things for us in this state. We're very pleased to have Rowena in the studio. Thank you for joining The Informer.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Dean.
Ro, you've overseen the state apology, the budget announcements, the rural and regional roadshows coming up. You've announced a Pride Centre. It's been a busy year.
It certainly has. It certainly has. And I did a bit of a count of my photos and things and lots of memories in just 12 months. But we have, as a team, I think. We've achieved a great deal. It's been very amazing 12 months. And I've been incredibly supported. So thank you to everyone that's worked on projects with me and, you know, left a meeting with me with five jobs and wondered how that happened. I really do appreciate it because it's an amazing wave that we're on and we're all riding it together, I think, in Victoria.
It has an energy about it that I've never witnessed before for our community. It's quite wonderful to be a part of.
It is. And, you know, I go and do one speaking gig and it ends up with three other speaking gigs. So people are really interested in sexuality and gender at the moment. They want to get it right. They want to get informed. They want to help. They want to do something. So it's amazing.
How many events have you been to over the last 12 months?
Literally over 300 events.
Oh, wow.
So and I think it's like, for me in the first year, it's been really important for people to see the whites of my eyes and go, Sure. Okay, I know who you are now. I'm happy for you to represent me. That's all good. This next 12 months, I need to consolidate some of the projects I've started, I think, do a bit more work in that space. I mean, I'm going to keep going to events, so please keep inviting me.
Right.
I can't help myself because it's my life too. I want to go to events, but I do need to get a few projects finished as well.
I guess the big difference now is that following the state budget, you've got staff for a start. You've got a new office you've just moved into.
Yep, we have got a new office because we grew out of the size we had. And, you know, we're still in government size, we're still a small team, but we've put on people to do the roadshow, which is very exciting. And we've got resources for LGBTI family violence. So I'm on the Family Violence Committee as well and the ICE Task Force. And so it's, you know, it's got to be careful what you wish for, because if you want to have, you know, you want to place the table, you've got to find time to be the table.
Sure.
But it has been good because I have been able to open doors for other people. I don't sit on every committee myself. Rosie Batty chairs a survivor and expert panel for family violence, and we've been able to put an LGBTI member who's a survivor of family violence onto that, you know, that committee, and that's been part of my role as well. And for that person, she was so grateful for me for that experience. Of course, Rosie is an amazing woman to work with, so, you know, I've had that blessing as well of working with some pretty incredible people.
You're, I guess, a part of the bureaucracy. You're not legislated as an independent commissioner in that sense as yet. Is that still on the cards? Is that still the plan?
Basically, that means I'm not statutory, but I certainly operate like that. So technically, I shouldn't be.
Yeah, I know that's.
Technically, I shouldn't be talking to the media as a public servant, or talking to the opposition, and all of those things I do.
Yeah.
We have, as you know, we have an incredibly supportive Minister for Equality who said, "Look, just operate like you're statutory." Until we get in any trouble. But I do, so technically I report to the Secretary of the Department of Premier and Cabinet, to the Minister. You know, I think they'll review my role, so far so good, and hopefully that will make the position statutory. I know that, you know, it's supported by the opposition as well. And
what would that really mean to us as a community?
Just means some stability to know that you'll have a commissioner in the future.
Right.
I think that's the important. Who it will be may change. I had a lovely text message from Martin Foley when in the federal government election, when they were Labor Party announced if they won, they were going to have a federal LGBTI commissioner. And he texted me the announcement because I wasn't there, and with a little caption, "Don't get any ideas." And I texted him. Well, I did. I texted him back and said, "Minister, you had me at hello."
We're speaking with Victoria's Gender and Sexuality Commissioner, Rowena Allen, celebrating 12 months in the role. And we've got a footy game coming up very soon. It's not your area of expertise, I understand. You spoke to Neil Mitchell the other day saying you have never felt safe to go to the footy.
Yeah, and these are country football game experiences. But, you know, I know players that have been called all sorts of names that I won't mention on air. And I've had the same experience at a football game. And it's just sort of like a place where, you know, you don't feel always safe, and I haven't felt always safe, to bring, you know, at that time my, you know, 4 or 5 year old daughter as well, to hear that kind of language used. And a lot of people don't even know they're, you know, being derogatory. Like, they're just names that they say, that's something they don't like, that's so gay, you know, and names that we won't say, but people have heard it. So I think it's amazing what St Kilda are doing around the Pride game. I don't know, there's been some flack about it too, but, you know, I've met with Netball Association. So, yeah, sporting is not my area of expertise, but I'm becoming quite knowledgeable now, and I've been the patron for the water polo.
Yes, well, that was one of the highlights of your year thus far, playing water polo during midsummer. now, I wanted to raise with you, I mentioned to Mark Evans from the AFL during the media call, would it be possible for the AFL not to to moderate their social media platforms and not have that homophobic language on their own websites? That seemed impossible. I also requested that perhaps AFL diversity, which there is a whole department, a whole division, could absorb the LGBTI portfolio, and that wasn't possible either. Am I asking too much?
Oh, I don't think so. I think we've got to start. The game has to be successful, and of course, you know, the AFL will claim the success if it's successful. And
but he was very determined to twice state, we're so pleased that St Kilda has taken on board this this ball and run with it, so to speak. And I just, to me, that just said, yeah, so we don't have to worry about it.
Well, I think it's beginning steps. Certainly St Kilda, Matt Finnis, the CEO, has taken this ball and run with it. But they do have to get sign off from the AFL. So the AFL have approved this game between St Kilda and Swans. I think, I'm not really sure how the governance of the AFL work, but it really is, the buck does stop with St Kilda and Swans, but particularly St Kilda. So I'm really encouraging all community members to get behind this game so that they see it as a really, really huge success. We know there's been some homophobic, biphobic, transphobic flyers put under windscreens at previous games. I'm hoping none of that happens. We've got strategies around some of that to make it as fun and safe as we can for everybody. But, you know, I've got I said this to Neil Mitchell. I've been getting so many texts and messages saying, you know, all the stereotype stuff, Dean, like, I know how to book tickets to the theatre, but how do you book tickets to the footy? Like, so many of our community, me included, who have never bought football tickets before, have no idea what you do, where you go, what gate you go in, anything.
I'm a bit the same.
You know, and somebody's Facebook page was cocktails at my party before the footy. Now, there's a sentence I never thought I'd write on Facebook. You know, these are gorgeous things.
Yeah, yeah,
these
are
really gorgeous things. And as I said to the AFL, they've got one chance to get this right. Mm. They're having a good crack at it. And it's, you know, it's not supported financially by the Victorian government. This is something that's come from St Kilda themselves, and they've, you know, the merchandise, there's not a lot of it, gang, so if you want the Rainbow Swans stuff, you need to get onto it, because they didn't buy
rainbow
a lot of
numbers.
The rainbow numbers, they didn't produce a lot of it, because they didn't know how much they were going to sell. But I have said to Matt, I think this might, just by the depth of the numbers, the sheer numbers of people that are talking to me about the game, and I've got my 10 mates together and I'm going, and, you know, I'll see you there. And I actually think this might be bigger than they're expecting.
Joy 94.9 is broadcasting the match. It's on the 13th of August. It's in the evening. I think we start our broadcast at 6 p.m. that night. I'm looking forward to hosting the official function there for St Kilda as well. So it'll be a good night. Looking forward to it very much.
So are you calling the football?
No. We have our Chicks Talking Chicks Footy. They're calling the football. They know far more about that. But I'll be in the VIP room hosting the function there.
Oh,
so it'll be a good event. I guess for me, you look at the leadership that Daniel Andrews has shown and his, you know, mantra that equality is not negotiable, his letter to the Prime Minister. That's the type of sort of all-in commitment, I guess, that I'd like to see from the AFL. That's all.
And I think the Premier just is showing great leadership, and that's all you can do. Mm. But there, you know, there are leaders in other sporting codes. You think about Steve Blunt from water polo, or you think about, you know, the netball. So there's so many people who are leading in this space, which, you know, it's fantastic.
The Victorian government is committing to supporting the Globe Awards this year. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, I'm excited about that. I really am excited about that because, you know, we're putting $55,000 in a year, I think. I think that's the number, for 3 years, which means that we can work with Globe in a partnership to make sure that it has an expand, right, you know, obviously something very dear to my heart, rural and regional people can get involved in the Globe Awards. We can stretch out a bit further and make sure the ticket prices stay at a community, you know, funding level, so that people can come along to the awards, because it's so important for volunteers to be recognised in our community. Our whole sector, and I do call it a sector because I think it's big enough to be called a sector, runs on volunteers. We know that, as Joy and every other organisation does. And it's really important that people are recognised, because we are highly professional people in our own rights doing this work for free.
There was one other thing, and that is the Pride Centre. You've been meeting with Major Projects Victoria today.
This is extremely exciting.
How big is this Pride Centre?
Well,
are we taking over the MCG or what?
Don't put it past me, Dean. But, you know, like, as I've been saying to everybody, as a building property developer, I'm a really good commissioner, right? So, you know, it's wonderful that there's going to be a board, there's the Major Projects Victoria, that honestly they were talking, I had to stop them 4 or 5 times when they were talking about things. I had no idea what they were saying. You know, they have that. They know every block of land.
Yeah, yeah.
that we could possibly want.
The
and they know who owns it,
will be available.
Will be and yeah, everything. Yeah. And you know, and after the meeting, one of the people came up to me and said, you know, I'm just really excited to be part of this project because my brother just came out as gay.
Wow.
And I feel like I'm working on this for him. So everybody has a story.
Fantastic.
Everybody has a connection.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're creating allies all over the place. I tell you, they're already signed up.
I'm sure there'll be more to come.
There are more allies to come for sure.
Rowena Allen, thank you so much. And thank you for a wonderful 12 months' work. Well done.
Oh, and thank you for making me look good on radio too and editing all the faux pas in the podcast and everything that you have done, Dean, and everybody at Joy. You've had me on the radio any time I've needed to be here. You've been amazing. We've really done an enormous amount of work together. And I mean together because it's one thing to have a commissioner, but if you don't have...
We keep bumping into each other every second day.
I think I'm stalking you. But if you don't have an audience, you know, and yeah. Joy gives the Victorian government the platform to talk about what we're doing, and that's fantastic.
We might have to talk about partnership there too. Thank you very much for joining us on
The
Informer.
I'm building you a pride centre.
Thanks, Ro. Very shortly, we'll be joined by David Micallef, who is the president of GLOBE, the Gay and Lesbian Organisation for Business and Enterprise, to discuss the Community Awards for 2016. Nominations are now open. But first, last Monday evening, I went along to GLOBE's Community Grants Awards. The GLOBE Community Grants help individuals and organisations do great work within the community each year. And the 2016 recipients are as follows. In March of 2017, Chill Out will celebrate its 20th year. And joining me is Merrin Tickler, who's just been the recipient of $2,000 thanks to GLOBE. Congratulations. What are you going to do with all that money?
Yeah, we're very, very excited. And what we're going to do is actually, as you said, we're going into our 20th year in 2017. So it's a really pivotal time for us to revamp things like the website and our communications. So we'll be putting that money to very good use to actually chuck out the old website, start again, and really make something that's a lot more user-friendly and being able to really promote the region and be real advocates for LGBTI community around the region as well.
Any organisation that's been around for 20 years has had some ups and downs, and Chill Out is no different. Where is it at in 2016, moving into its 20th year?
Well, Ben, we're really, really pleased with where we're at the moment. We're just finishing up a four-year strategic business plan, which is really exciting. I don't know that Chill Out's had one of those for a very long time. And part of that four-year business plan is seeing a lot of growth in the organisation. We're talking to state government and local government and growing the capacity of Chill Out to be able to present a number of different events throughout the year, which is really exciting, have a lot more presence in the region all across the year. For instance, we're doing the Flapper Ball on September the 24th. It's a women-only event. Daylesford has a huge tradition of women-only events dating back to the 70s, and so we're reinstigating that, which is going to be really exciting. So 24th of September, the Flapper Ball. We're also doing a Bears of work in conjunction with the Bears. We're helping them present an event in December. So part of what Chill Out is such an inclusive organisation. We're really about country, we're really about inclusivity. Part of that is being responsive to our community as well. We're really excited about where we're heading to be able to support all the factions and the pockets of our very rich and varied communities. So.
Have you managed to get all of those bloody traders on board yet in Daylesford?
Oh, well, you know, we're working on it. It's as you would imagine, a challenge. And the traders change, you know, Dean, so it's like we've just got to keep on working. We do as many engagements as we can, and we're really hopeful that this year, as the 20th year, that there'll be a lot more of the traders engaged. There'll be a lot more of a festive feeling along Vincent Street. There'll be, you know, a bigger and better parade. The carnival's going to be nuts. There's going to be a whole lot of different stuff happening this year, so it's going to be really great.
Well, if it's half as exciting as your enthusiasm, it'll be huge. Merrin Tickler, thank you very much for joining us on Joy, and congratulations on your money.
Thank you so much, Dean.
I'm Nate Reid, so I'm currently president of Switchboard Victoria.
And Nate, you've just received $1,000 from GLOBE's Community Grants. What are you going to put that money towards?
So basically we're going to help fund for our Out and About program, which is a visiting program for older LGBTI people in the community who might be isolated. And so we're going to use the money to purchase two iPads, basically, so that our volunteers can go and take media to their recipients. And so they can share a movie or they can share a TV show, some queer content, that sort of stuff.
It's a little bit of interactive multimedia stuff on the spot.
Yeah, exactly, which is kind of nice.
You've been operating for 25 years now, and over that course of time, we've morphed into bigger and better things. And this is one of the newer aspects of Switchboard Services, isn't it?
Yeah, so we got a grant in 2014, I believe, from federal government, and so it's been sort of quite exciting to build this project up, and I think it's finally sort of really, really developing, and we've got some recipients, and we're still looking to increase that number. So I mean, if anybody had anyone, knew anybody who was older, maybe isolated from the community or just needed to connect with someone, they could jump on our website switchboard.org.au and have a look at the details and maybe refer somebody along.
Put those iPads to good use, won't you?
Exactly.
Thank you, Nate Reid.
No worries.
For over 20 years now, Melbourne's gay and lesbian chorus has been entertaining us. Peter Chalk is with us, who has just accepted the Globe Community Grant for this year. How much have you got, Peter, and what are you going to use that money for?
We're going to use our very generous grant from Globe of $3,000 to present a concert in rural and regional Victoria called Songs of Protest, Struggle, Triumph and Inspiration.
You need an inspirational name for something like that.
We do need a very inspirational name for something like that, but the theme of the concert is that we will be taking those songs to communities which otherwise don't have the opportunity to hear or see us, but also don't necessarily have the opportunity to hear and see some of the songs which have inspired various social protest and inspirational movements around the globe.
It's a poignant time to be doing something like that.
With events that happened this year, we thought that there was a real need to connect with communities that don't have access to the same cultural and entertainment and community opportunities that we do here in the Big Smoke in Melbourne.
And it's really working from the ground up, isn't it? It's workshopping it, rehearsing it, and then getting it out there.
The gestation for putting on a choral show is not unlike the gestation for many other things that happened in nature. It is time-consuming. It requires the involvement of a lot of people, engagement with a lot of people within the organisation, and just a lot of getting ideas together and trying to work out how to bring it all together in a cohesive and most importantly, entertaining way.
Congratulations on your successful grant for 2016, and good luck with wherever you take this wonderful travelling show. Good luck, Peter.
Thank you very much, Dean.
I'm John Donnan, the General Manager of Sense White Employment, and we're a disability employment service. We have two unique contracts in Australia for the LGBTIQ community that are living with a barrier to employment. So it could be a disability, it could be a mental health condition, a medical condition. We case manage a range of job seekers into work, and Rebecca is one of our staff members who's working as an employment consultant.
And Rebecca Loveday, you've just received a scholarship, some $2,000 from Globe's Community Grants. Congratulations, first.
Thank you so much. I'm absolutely flattered and taken back by this, but I think it's going to be an amazing opportunity for me to do something for the trans and gender diverse community.
Unanimous decision, I'm told, by the board. That's congratulations. Tell me what this training course is that you're going on, and how's that going to help you do your job better?
Okay, so for me to be able to deliver trans and gender diverse training, I need to do a training and assessment, Certificate 4 course, in order for me to legally be able to deliver that training to other providers and organisations. Because I've got the life experience of being a trans woman myself, therefore I have both sides of things that will give me the tools to be able to deliver that training.
John, being trans isn't a disability. Why is this service being offered from your point of view? And what other sort of elements of our community do you service?
What we have discovered is the experience of trans people in either transitioning at work or trying to find work or just being able to bring their whole self to the workplace. It's been a terrible experience. We've heard some horror stories. So what we try and do is create a really safe and supportive environment where all of our job seekers can come into the workplace or come into our service and talk about going into workplace and just be able to not be judged and just actually be their true self of who they want to be. And for them, that's something totally new and fresh and interesting. And you know, we don't always get it right, but we do our very best, and it's a great new service, and we're all learning along the way.
There has been many challenges in the workplace for trans people. What have you experienced, and what do you want to work on and work towards in creating a new space, I guess?
Well, I think that like with our service, we cater to people that have a disability, illness or barrier. Being transgendered in today's society is definitely a barrier. Personally, this is the first time I've been in an employment situation where I've been out as a trans woman, because purely for safety and to not be discriminated against.
Does it make a difference?
I felt that it would be use of my advantage to state who I was as a person. I don't believe in labels, but if I had to label myself as a trans person, then I am a trans woman, but I don't think labels are something that is necessary.
Well, I think you're an inspiration. Good luck with your training and congratulations once again.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Dean. Bye.
And Joy 94.9 was also a proud recipient of a Globe Community Grant. $2,000 will go towards four youth from a cultural and linguistically diverse background for a project that will basically help feed our youth Unicorn Youth Program, which is on after this program. It's my great pleasure to welcome the president of Globe, David McAuliffe. Congratulations on the Globe grants.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on the show.
More money this year given out than any other year.
Yeah, we've had, ever since we started the Globe Community Awards, we've had such an influx of money coming from those awards because all of the profits from that event have been put back into the community grants. We really wanted the two to be linked financially.
Fantastic.
So we've actually increase what used to be, we used to give away about $2,000 or $3,000 a year, this year increased to $10,000.
Wow, wow. And you've also got, speaking of the community awards, a brand new sponsor in the Victorian government.
Yes, the Victorian government came on board this year and they've come on for a three-year partnership where they're basically funding us $55,000 a year for 3 years run the awards, which is great.
And it is so important for those that do the tremendous work that they do in our community to be acknowledged. It also helps, others to aim for something, and it just acknowledges the good work that's done. It's really important.
Exactly. One of the things that we wanted to do with the awards was create something that really rewarded people for the amount of time that they spend on building our community. And what the awards do is it actually, one, says thank you to people, but then it makes people strive to actually do something and do more so they can actually put into the awards.
And as a proud recipient of one previously, I can't recommend highly enough to get a nomination in, which I might add are open, but only for a short time.
Yes, so only 4 weeks. So nominations opened on the 1st of August and will close on the 28th of August. And we're really encouraging people to get online and start nominating.
So if you know someone who has done inspiring work within our LGBTI community, put in a nomination. Now, there are categories, of course. There is a group category and also individual categories.
Individual categories. So there's 10 categories in total.
Now, healthy communities, what does that mean exactly?
So healthy communities is really for any organisation or program that actually improves either the physical or mental health of our community. So a lot of the work that the VAC does and a lot of community groups in improving health.
Connecting Our Community, Joy won that award last year, and that's about networking and also passing on the information, which Joy does so well.
Exactly, and it's really about bringing the community together. So I would say, most of our social groups and community groups that really have a safe space for people to be eligible for that.
Protecting our community. What does that mean?
So protecting our community is really about anything that improves the safety of our community as well as our human rights. So probably a lot of the work that's going on around marriage equality, around changing laws, anything that makes a community feel safer and more equal is eligible in that.
There's an ANZ Excellence in Business Award for an organised or a commercial entity that services our community. Yeah. And under the individual categories, we have the Sports Person of the Year. Doesn't that have a name?
That does have a name which I've
forgotten. That's fine. We'll look it up later. There's the Media Excellence Award, the Artist of the Year Award. I think Dolly got that one year.
Yes.
Straight Ally of the Year. That's sponsored by IBM.
IBM.
Volunteer of the Year, and many in the community will be a volunteer. There's the MCV People's Choice Award, and there's the Victorian LGBTI Person of the Year.
So it was the John Marriott Sports Person of the Year, John Marriott, who won the first Sports Person of the Year Award in 2014.
So if you know anyone that is doing good work and should be recognised, nominate them before the 28th of August. There's a portal to do that?
Yes, so if you go onto awards.globemelbourne.com.au, there are the nomination guidelines on there. You will find kind of all the details of what you need to do to apply.
And the night itself, the big gala event, when is that?
That's going to be 21st of October, so put the spot in your diaries. Tickets are also available, so you can get on there and buy tickets if you want. It will be held at the stunning Maya Mural Hall this year again.
21st of October. Get in quick, because those tickets always go very, very fast.
They do.
David McAuliffe, President of the Gay and Lesbian Organisation for Business Enterprise, thank you for joining us on The Informer.
Thanks, Dean.
And thank you very much for listening to the program this evening. Up next, Unicorn Youth will be with you. I'm Dean Beck. You can follow me on Twitter and you can follow the show at The Informer Joy. I'm at Dean Beck on air. Until next time, keep well, take care. Bye for now.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.